Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to the Chauncey Show. We're always right and never left. We put God first and politics second. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. Welcome to the show. Today, we have an exciting lineup for you. Today, we have Kathy Burnett, who is running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Kathy has an extraordinary story. Her life journey represents all that is good about this country. She grew up on a farm in southern Alabama in a one-stop sign town in a restful and rustic corner of the world. Kathy never knew how impoverished she was growing up. Her grandmother would ask her to help her in the garden, and she thought she just wanted to spend quality time with her. Never knew that the gardening was for their survival. Even wanted greens or beans on our plate, it had to come from the effort of our own hands. So Kathy understood humble beginnings and challenges she faced. In addition to being raised as what many would call disadvantaged, you know, Kathy adds one more stumbling block to her success. She is the unfortunate or byproduct of rape. Yet despite many beginnings, she was the first in her family to complete college, spent 10 years in Armed Forces Reserve, where she was accepted in officer candidate school. She worked in the financial industry, corporate America, and as an adjunct professor of corporate finance. For over the past 4 years, Kathy has been regularly featured as a guest on Fox News and a recent author of a book, Nothing to Lose, Everything to Gain. Being Black and conservative in America, now running for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, I am very honored, humble, and blessed, and thankful for her service to this country. Kathy Burnett to the show. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
Kathy, it is an honor and a blessing to have you on the show. You have an extraordinary story. You come from humble beginnings, and you have thrived even in the midst of adversity, and that should be duly noted. I've talked a little bit about you. I'll let you expand upon that, talk a little bit about yourself, and then we'll get into some politics.
Yeah, well, I mean, you did a wonderful job in the opening, and you're right. I was born in dire poverty. I grew up in on a pig farm in southern Alabama. I grew up below the bottom rung of the economic ladder. I grew up in a home with no insulation, no running water, an outhouse in the back and a well on the side. But because no one ever told me I was a victim, because no one ever told me that because I'm Black and because I'm a woman and I'm poor, all the odds are against me. As you mentioned earlier, I went on to become the first in my family to go and finish college. I spent 10 years in the U.S. Army Reserve, where I was accepted as an officer candidacy school. Moved on to work in the financial industry, corporate America, and an adjunct professor of corporate finance. And as I often say to people, only in America. And that is the reason why I'm running. I believe our nation is in tremendous trouble. Every issue, when you look at it, we are in dire trouble.
You know, Kathy,
and that's the reason why I'm running. I want to preserve our country.
Amen. You know, as I listen to you, and I've read about your story, I've seen you on television, you debunk all of the narratives of the left and the Democratic Party of you being a victim. You know, you are the American example of what hard work and what you can do if you pursue your goals and objectives to overcome adversity. And we're very, very thankful to have you wanting to represent Pennsylvania and the country and the Senate. You are the true example of a person that should be representing the people in this country because of your past. You understand the complexities, the nuances, the social dynamics of all communities.
You know, I mean, and I love what you just said, because in reality, you know, my campaign would have never made sense even a year ago. This political system is made for people who are very wealthy, very influential, and who are a part of a specific clique, of which I'm not any of the three. And yet our campaign has outraised all of the other political figures in this particular race. And I believe it's because people are hungry for something different. They're looking for different faces and different voices to tell their story. And you're right. My very presence neutralizes more than half of the Democrats' talking points. When I walk into the room, they can't talk to me about poverty. They can't talk to me about what it means to be Black. They can't talk to me about overcoming some tremendous odds. I'm going to win on those issues. But then I also can bring in a depth because of my background and my experience of working in the financial industry. I understand exactly what this inflation is about to do to so many Americans who are working so hard. I understand the evils of critical race theory and how it's going to make our nation racist again, how it's only going to divide us. It's not going to heal us or bring us back together. And so I'm able to speak into those particular things. I think that's why our election is still going so well.
And that is great to hear. You know, you have been blessed by the Most High. I'm a God-fearing person, as I believe that you are as well. And God is using you now for his purpose. I don't know if you heard the opening of my show, but I always say that we put God first and politics second. And the time is at hand. You know, I think the people are tired of politicians. They want people that can identify with their problems, with their lifestyles, and understand what they go through every day. And you bring that dynamic to the table. You brought up some very critical issues that the left is trying to push. One is critical race theory. And I think that, in my own personal opinion, I think what people miss is that it's a theory, number one. And number two, it has been instituted in higher education and law schools for over 20 or 30 years. The interesting part is, and you kind of hit the nail on the head, is why are you trying to indoctrinate our children with a theory when our children, especially when we look at urban America, our kids can't even read and write. We have little critical thinking skills, and the left wants to push this narrative for somehow to push white guilt, to push that we are victims, and it doesn't make sense to me. As a candidate, could you try to help break it down a little bit and help us to really understand what the left is trying to do here?
Yeah, well, listen, it doesn't make sense to you and I because we actually love our country and we want to see our country do well. We want to see all people, regardless of your background, your education, your zip code, your socioeconomic, we want to see people do well. And so for reasonable, rational people like ourselves, of course, we're befuddled on why anyone would want to teach, you know, some of our most precious babies that because of the color of their skin, somehow they are inferior, or somehow the nation of their nation is against them. But if you, so for people like you and I, it doesn't make sense. But for the left, it makes perfect sense. When Marxism comes in, which is exactly what critical race theory is, it is an identity-based ideology, identity-based Marxism. It's not pitting workers together against one another, workers and owners against one another. Instead, it's putting anything that they can use to divide us, whether it's race, whether it's sexual orientation, whatever it may be. They use it to place a wedge. And the thing to understand about Marxism is that it never enters into a country to improve that country. Marxism enters in to overthrow the country. And you can look at it by just, you understand that by just watching where Marxism has entered in and what has happened as a result. So we look at Russia, Soviet Union, they're now communists. We look at China, communist. We look at Venezuela, communist. We look at Cuba, communist. And now it is here in America, and it is communist. And the goal is to overthrow our country. And I am so encouraged by people, when especially these mom and dads who are showing up at these school boards and who are demanding that that their will for their children is taken into consideration when a curriculum is being developed on what their babies are going to be taught. That's exactly what we must do. Don't get caught up in the semantics, whether it's critical race theory or whether it's something that started in universities. It doesn't matter. What matters is that it is evil, and its only intent is to overthrow our country.
You know, I want to say thank you to all of those parents who are standing up for their children. Shame on the school board. Shame on the politicians. Public education is for children and parents, not for politicians and school board members. I have a quote. Identity politics will never move the bar of real reform, only further divide a nation. I detest identity politics in any form. I grew up in the early 60s listening to Malcolm X, Martin Luther King, my late father, the Honorable Chauncey I. Brown Jr., who was a civil rights activist and leader of the NAACP in New Jersey in the 1960s, who was a Navy veteran and also a patriot and Republican. I have the ability to do and become whatever my heart desires in America. Because of my color, I have never, ever been stymied for my success. Did I detect people that were discriminatory or prejudiced in nature? Absolutely. There are a lot of those ignorant people out there. But to say that America is systemically racist is beyond the pale. And it is sad that the mainstream media and the left and these Democrats play into this narrative of divide and conquer and this Marxist communist philosophy that is trying to undermine, reprogram, and control the people in this country. I will take every breath I have as a radio show host to push back, to play my little role to push back against this false narrative. For those that are tuning in, you're listening to The Chauncey Show. We're always right and never left. We put God first and politics second. We're honored, blessed, and proud to have in the studio Kathy Burnett, who's a candidate for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania. Kathy, we only have about 10 more minutes, and I understand that you're extremely busy. When I spoke to one of your staff members, I hope that you'll come back on the show again. I want to talk to you about some of the policy issues that are facing our country. One of the biggest policy issues is Biden allowing the flow of migrants unabated into this country. As a result, you're aware It's brought in human trafficking, drug trafficking, guns. What say you on that issue?
Yeah, I think it's untenable where we find ourselves right now. Absolutely untenable. Our nation cannot long survive this. But again, a couple of points. It's exactly what Democrats have always talked about throughout the Democratic presidential election primary, this previous one. We heard them introduce openly the concept of open borders. And most of us was like, oh, that's never going to happen. But that's exactly what they now have by de facto, right? They didn't go through Congress and get it passed, but they just turned their back and ignored it. And so now we have hundreds of thousands of people coming across our borders every single month. By the end of this year, the projection is 1.7 million people, and those are the ones we catch and apprehend. Assume that it's probably threefold that we're not catching. And these people are coming into our country. But it's the same logic of Democrats. They want $15 minimum wage, but instead of negotiating and doing the hard work of convincing the American people to do that, they get it by de facto. They issue stimulus checks, and it incentivizes people not to go to work. And now employers, if they want to get people into the job, they have to start trying to pay them more. And so these are just very rogue individuals who have no care or concern for our Constitution, no care or concern for the rule of law. They want what they want. And their line of reasoning is one of, if you knew what we knew, you would agree with us. But because we don't have time to explain it to you, we're just going to force our will upon you. And that's exactly what the border situation is right now. You know, I was going back and reading one of Abraham Lincoln's court cases before he became president. And he argued that America could not exist with half of its population free and the other half slave, because the slave will always oppress the wages of the free man who is at the bottom rung. That's exactly the same environment in which we're creating, that Democrats are creating right now, an environment where you will have those who are illegal competing for the wages of those who are towards the bottom of the economic ladder, the legal Americans, the citizens of this nation who are at the bottom portion of that economic ladder. And it creates an untenable environment.
Yes, it does. You know, you used a very important phrase. You said, basically, you know, the Democrats are trying to impose their will upon us. And it made me go back for a second and think about our children. The obscenity, the pornography, the choice of people that they want to have reading to them. It's very troubling when they're using gender or the manipulation of gender and all these other things to little children. What would you do if you're in the Senate to try to push back against this narrative?
Is to some of the same things that we're doing now is reminding Americans what has made this country so great. My story is a perfect illustration of why this country is so great and what this country has the ability to produce. We have over 1 million people who become legalized citizens every single year in this country. Every single year, 1 million people. You don't have 1 million people becoming legalized trying to sneak into China, unless, of course, they're trying to get out of North Korea. You don't have 1 million people trying to sneak into the Middle East. But you have 1 million people, and this is just legal residents within this country, every single year. And there's a reason for that, because this is still a land of hope and opportunity. And it's reminding Americans, giving them a voice allowing them not to be ashamed to unapologetically say, this is who I am and this is what I believe. These are my values and this is where I stand.
You know, that's another point that you just made to debunk systemic racism in this country. 1 million people obtain their legal citizenship, and they're mostly people of color from all over the world that come to this country. But people are starting to wake
every
up.
Single year.
That is unbelievable. But I'm not surprised, because you're right. You know, it's ironic that the only people that the Democrats consider victims here are the people that are, Americans, because people that come from outside of this country thrive. They do well. They understand the opportunities and they go after them. For some reason, the Democratic oppressor wants to always think that they're helping you while keeping you down. And we all looked at the numbers when Trump ran for president, and when he ran for re-election again, his number doubles with African Americans. They doubled with Hispanics. So people are waking up, moving away from the Democratic Party. And now it appears that the Democratic Party is looking for a new voting bloc, and that is the immigrants that are coming through the southern border while rejecting Cubans that would possibly be Republicans from entering into Florida. The hypocrisy is so blatant that it's really, really a shame that our leaders in government act this way. With a couple of minutes left, talk about some of the policy issues that you're passionate about. We have about 3 or 4 minutes left, and then yeah, because I know that your scheduler said that you were very, very busy.
Yes,
another event,
I am.
So, yeah, and that's why I said I appreciate it, because I know normally I try to do my shows for 45 minutes because we engage a lot. But I understand your schedule is tight. I hope that you will come back on again, and then maybe for my listeners we can tackle some specific issues, you know, that you want to talk about. But if you want to briefly talk about your platform and what you stand for, I mean, I think you hit pretty much everything in our conversation, what you stand for. But if you want to elaborate on anything, we'd be happy to listen to you.
Oh, yes. Well, once again, thank you so much for having me on your show. And for you and your listeners, if you actually want someone who is going to represent you in D.C., whether you are in Pennsylvania or outside of Pennsylvania, we see the impact that a single representative or a single senator can have on our lives. Look at Joe Manchin. Who would have ever thought Joe Manchin would be the hope of the nation? And so I would strongly encourage your listeners to go to KathyBarnett.com or go to BarnettForSenate.com and to donate. I need everyone to put their hands to the plow if you want something different. It's not enough just to pray. It's not enough just to share. If you have the ability to contribute and to help us in what we need to do, I would greatly appreciate it, and I believe it's a wonderful investment. To your point, some of the issues that are very important to me, you know, we've already talked about a whole host of them, but if I can encapsulate them under some umbrellas, I'm going to give you three, and then I'm going to have to jump off. But, yes, at any time you want me to come back on, please just reach out. I would love to come back on again. But just three that encapsulate so much of what we've already talked about. One is upholding the U.S. Constitution. Our nation does not exist apart from
the Constitution. I believe we're the greatest nation that has ever existed as a result of the U.S. Constitution. But right now it is under assault. You can just start by looking at the first five rights in the First Amendment. Each of them are under assault right now. And again, our nation doesn't exist. Our freedom is being infringed upon, and it's very serious. Secondly, education, school choice. Senator Rick Scott, Tim Scott, said it right when he said education is the closest thing to magic. But we have an administration as well as those within the school board unions and others who are bent on socializing our children and not educating them. And third, growth. If you want to get rid of income inequality, give someone a job. Give someone a good job. Bring good jobs into our communities. If you want to lower the income inequality gap, a good job. If you want to improve education, a good job. When you look at the numbers for education and those who score poorly, it's not based on race lines. It is based on poverty. So again, if you want to eradicate the disparities in education, give someone access and opportunities to get good jobs. And so those are the things that I'm running on, and I believe those things, we really focus on them. A lot of other issues are encapsulated under each of those bullet points, but I think that's who I am, and that's what I will be – that's the focus I will bring into the Senate.
Kathy, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to come on our show. And thank you for your service to this country. And thank you for wanting to stand up again to represent the American people. God bless you and your family. And we look forward to having you back on the show.
Thank you so much for having me on. Blessings.
Blessings. For those that are tuning in, you're listening to The Chauncey Show. We're always right, never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We put God first and politics second. We just had Kathy Burnett in the studio, who is a candidate for U.S. Senate in Pennsylvania, dynamic individual, overcoming many adversities and still wanting to lead the people of Pennsylvania. We're extremely blessed. Next up, tomorrow, our programming has changed a bit. Paul Crespo, who was supposed to be coming in on Thursday, will be coming in tomorrow. He's the president of the Center for American Defense Studies. So we're going to have a very interesting conversation about the military, about the United States government. Paul is also a veteran, so we're excited to have him in the studio tomorrow at 6. So please, you can follow The Chauncey Show on Facebook, The Chauncey Show, Twitter, Chauncey Show USA, Parler, Gab, The Chauncey Show, Pinterest, Instagram, The Chauncey Show. We want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in. We want to thank you for your support. Please help us to continue to be a voice for all the people in the nation. Please consider making a donation to PayPal me, The Chauncey Show, PayPal me, The Chauncey Show, so we can continue to represent your voice. So we look forward to hearing from you and tuning in tomorrow night at 6 with Paul Crespo. We thank you all for tuning in. Have a good night. God bless you. Be safe. And as always, remember, keep the faith.